Thank you for your company and welcome to the Australian Society of Clinical Hypnotherapists introduction to our webinar series, where you'll hear interesting conversations with members and guests. It's all about the mind. I want to welcome Richard Hill to this introduction to his webinar. Richard, how are you going?
Hi, Matthew. Very well. Very nice to talk to you again. It's a wonderful second benefit I get from doing the workshops and things with ASCH is because we're good old friends, known each other a long, long time.
That's so true. Now, you're going to do the webinar on treating pain. Can you go into that a bit?
Yeah. It's something really that the expert in the family is my wife, Sue Davis, who's a fantastic body worker, nurse, lifestyle medicine, but we worked a lot with thinking and working on pain, and there is a lot that is presented in the hypnotherapy world about dealing with pain. And so what I wanted to do was just go through it a little bit, because to help us discuss and just get some clarity of awareness about what we're treating, what elements of things we're treating, because pain is a complex issue. And I think a lot of it comes down to the spectrum of activity that occurs in between the physical stimulus or the physical activity, and then all the way up into the emotional perception that we have about pain. And so there's kind of four levels of experience. We have fundamental physical experience. We have a biological, a body awareness. We have a cognitive awareness, but not necessarily a conscious one, but a felt sense. Then we move on into conscious awareness, and that's sort of broken up into a conscious awareness and then a conscious awareness, a self-awareness. So it's kind of what we'll be talking about. What are those five levels and why are they different? And when I'm utilizing therapy, whether it be non-directive or directive, whether it be scripted or whether it be a program, which area might I be treating at one time? And if you understand that as the practitioner, then what you're going to do is you're going to have a clearer resonance with your client. And that is always terribly important, because that's what worries me sometimes with when I look at some of the treatment practices that are out there.
Yes, because there's many different layers to pain, like emotional pain, memory pain, physical pain, trauma pain.
Yeah, and they're all related. So we have stuff that's related to our biographical, our autobiographical memory, and there's stuff that's not. That's just purely related to our biology, but then our biology has all kinds of memories installed in it in various places, you know, all the way to our epigenetics. So it's just something that sometimes we can relieve a lot of the uncomfortable self-awareness of pain. And I think that's very helpful. But it is also important to understand when we're actually augmenting and assisting biological processes, our immune system, our various other areas. And on one side, assisting the processes by stimulating mind-to-body activity, but also assisting the process by destimulating the negative thoughts or diminishing feelings and, as you say, trauma-based feelings. Yeah, very true.
So what will participants get from the webinar to take home with them from this webinar?
I'm hoping they get a greater depth of understanding what they're doing and a greater clarity of understanding what they're doing. When you're doing a very positive metaphor like Freddie Jaquin's arrow, and now actually Freddie does the golden arrow, so where he adds not only a metaphor for dispelling, and that's really very much in that cognitive sort of what's called noetic and auto-noetic. I'll talk about these words and clarify some of these thoughts. But then we also come down to some of the other areas of pain process. So it's getting an understanding that sometimes you are repairing someone's painful experience, but actually not doing anything about the actual physical aspect of pain, because that's not what you're doing. Sometimes you are. And I think the lack of clarity of that sometimes makes some therapists think they're a little bit cleverer than they really should think of themselves, and also other therapists not realize how useful they are being. So it's a bit of a combination of there's nothing better than education, and understanding to increase clarity, and I think that improves effectiveness.
Well, I'm absolutely sure participants are going to get a great wealth of information, wisdom, and follow through from your webinar, and I'm really looking forward to it.
It's an interesting aspect, and not a lot of people know I do this sort of work, so it's nice for them to realize that you can broaden out in understanding these elements and apply them. And of course, that's the mirroring hands approach I use, where we come in directly through the human door, and the practitioner actually sits back and allows the other person's system to find its own best healing processes. So we'll obviously talk about that.
Well, I want to thank you, and I look forward to the webinar.
Thanks a lot, Matthew.
Thank you for listening. We look forward to your company again. In the meantime, you can check out our website, asch.com.au.